From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveys five priorities in building Indonesia for the next 5 years. People's Consultative Assembly MPR Chairman Bambang Susatyo calls for mutual cooperation in a bid to face future challenges. Now the news in detail. The inauguration of Indonesian President and Vice President was held at the People's Consultative Assembly and House of Representatives building in Jakarta on Sunday, October 20. After being inaugurated as Indonesian President, Joko Widodo remarked five priorities that will be the focus of his administration in the next 5 years.
Dengan didukung oleh ekosistem politik yang kondusif,
supporting by conducive political and economic ecosystems, our first priority is developing human resources. We are committed to developing human resources who are hardworking, dynamic, able to master knowledge and technology as well as skillful. We also would like to invite global talents to cooperate in establishing qualified human resources. We need to find innovative ways in developing our human resources. We need huge endowment fund for the management of our human resources. Besides that, cooperation with industries is also essential. Therefore, it needs to be optimized. We also need to optimize the use of technology to provide better accessibility for the whole Indonesian society.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo pointed out that the second target is continuing infrastructure development which connects production areas with distribution areas. The third aspect is simplifying regulation. In addition, the fourth one is simplifying bureaucracy. The last priority is transformation of economy so that Indonesia's gross domestic product, GDP, can reach $7 trillion by 2045. The inauguration was attended by six leaders and 12 special envoys of friendly countries. Moreover, Indonesia's fifth president Megawati Sukarnoputri and Indonesia's sixth president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono also attended the inauguration. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, Bambang Susatyo, called on the Indonesian society to work together in a bid to future challenges of Indonesian nation. It was stated by Bambang Susatyo after the inauguration of Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin at the Parliamentary Complex in Jakarta on Sunday, October 20. In addition, Bambang Susatyo also called on the Indonesian society to have optimism, awareness, and commitment to strengthening the unity and integrity of the Indonesian society. Bambang Susatyo also pointed out that the Indonesian people must be ready to face global competition. Moreover, he reminded the Indonesian people to be able to anticipate economic issues, including the heating trade war as well as the issues affected by the advancement of technology and information. A number of ambassadors of friendly countries expressed their congratulations on the inauguration of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, which took place at the Parliamentary Complex in Jakarta on Sunday. U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia Joseph R. Donovan expressed his congratulatory remark in the official Twitter account of the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta at U.S. Embassy Jakarta after the inauguration. He hoped that the U.S. could boost bilateral cooperation with Indonesia. Meanwhile, Ambassador of the Netherlands to Indonesia Lambert Grins also expressed his congratulations on the inauguration of Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin in the official account of the Dutch Embassy in Indonesia. Lambert wished Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin success on completing their assignments in the next 5 years and hoped the relations between the Netherlands and Indonesia would get stronger in the future. Indonesian Ambassador to Sweden and Italy, Bagas Hapsoro, presented the potentials of investment in Indonesia at an international business forum called the Global World, which was held in Riga, Latvia recently. The Global World is a business forum for Latvian and international business actors to gain information about investment opportunities. Acting Information, Social and Cultural Affairs at the Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm, Fajar Primandana, reported to Antara London on Sunday, October 20, that Ambassador Bagas talked about the investment opportunities in Indonesia and several priority sectors such as manufacture, maritime, agriculture, tourism, and lifestyle. In addition, the ambassador also called on the Latvian and international business people to invest in Indonesia. Ambassador Bagas pointed out that better investment climate is one of the supporting factors to invest in Indonesia. The business forum was participated in by business actors from various countries such as Germany, the United Kingdom, Finland, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo offered the products of the state train manufacturer PT Inka to Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen when the Prime Minister paid a courtesy call to Merdeka Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Sunday, October 20. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, when accompanying President Joko Widodo, welcoming the leaders of friendly countries, including Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, pointed out that Indonesia and Cambodia have established long-standing and advanced relations in political and economic affairs. Minister Retno also stated that President Joko Widodo would like to strengthen economic cooperation with Cambodia. She explained that a number of Indonesia companies have penetrated Cambodia in a bid to expand and develop their businesses in the country. PT Inka, as Indonesia's train manufacturer, has also established cooperation with other countries in marketing its products. International Relations Observer at the Pajajaran University Teuku Razza Shah to Antara on Sunday called on Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin administration to prepare for total diplomacy in the next 5 years. Teuku Razza Shah explained that the foreign policy must be implemented simultaneously and accountably amid the development of science, technology, and politics that has been more complex in a bid to support the advancement of the nation. In addition, he also called on Jokowi and Ma'ruf Amin to prepare qualified, skillful, nationalistic, virtuous, and adaptive generations who are able to understand the dynamics and condition of the nation. In the aspect of institutionalization, Teuku also asked Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin to prepare young generations who are capable of operating Ministry of Foreign Affairs as a modern organization which is based on knowledge, science, and technology. The last item. Is Jawa Governor Kofifa Indar Parawansa expressed optimism following the swearing-in ceremony of President and Vice President-elect Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin and finds hope in the Vice President's commitment toward Indonesia's new economic wave in the form of Syariah economy. It was remarked by Kofifa in her attendance at the Presidential and Vice President inauguration ceremony held at the Senayan Parliamentary Complex on Sunday, October 20, escorted by Tempo. In Kofifa's perspective, the strengthening of Sharia economy could be achieved by bolstering the state Sharia securities or sukuk up to its obligation for the next 5 years. This way, she hoped, Indonesia would be able to catch up with Malaysia that had already strengthened its Sharia finance sector. In addition to Sharia economy, Kofifa also expressed hope for Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin to be able to elevate people's welfare, which she said is proven by the pair's enormous budget strengthening in the social ministry she ever led. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
For the next segment, we will present you commentary. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today's commentary titled "The Inauguration of Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin." On Sunday, October 20th, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin took the oath as President and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. Thus, both of them officially become the President of and also Vice President of the 2019-2024 period. Oath swearing took place wisely in the plenary session at the MPR DPR RI building, Senayan in central Jakarta. Even though the inauguration was a bit behind the schedule, the event took place smoothly and safely. The plenary session of Jokowi Ma'ruf's inauguration was attended by 16 honored guests, representatives from friendly countries, from heads of state to special envoys and ambassadors. In addition, from within the country, the 5th President of Indonesia, Megawati Sukarnoputri, and the 6th President of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, were also present. Even Prabowo Subianto and Sandiaga Uno, who became Jokowi Ma'ruf's rivals during 2019 presidential election, were also present. Of course, this proves that competition is over and it's time to unite to build the country. President Joko Widodo in his speech said that the dreams and ideals of the Indonesian people in 2045, exactly 1 century of Indonesia's independence, is that Indonesia has emerged from the middle-class income trap. Indonesia has become a developed country with an income around 320 million rupiahs per capita per year, or around 27 million rupiahs per capita per month. According to him, Indonesia's gross domestic product, or GDP, in 2045 will reach $7 trillion. At the time, Indonesia is in the top 5 world economies, with poverty approaching 0%. He also emphasized that the target is very rational and possible to achieve. However, this certainly cannot be achieved easily. The Indonesian people must work hard, as always delivered by President Joko Widodo at every opportunity. In addition, he also said that in a world that is full of risk, very dynamic and competitive, the Indonesian people must continue to develop new ways and values instead of trapping in a monotonous routine. In the current stagnant condition of the world's economy and even trends to decline due to trade war, of course, hard work and innovation are needed to reach the top 5 of the world economy in the next 25 years. Happy working, President Joko Widodo and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin. The target has been made, now it's only how to achieve it. That was commentary. For the next segment, let's listen to Today in History. We will present you information about historic events happening on the day of 21st of October. Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on October 21st, 1940. Ernest Hemingway published a novel titled For Whom the Bell Tolls. Literary Nobel laureate Ernest Hemingway released a novel titled For Whom the Bell Tolls on October 21, 1940. The novel was considered as one of his best works. The novel told the story of Robert Jordan, an American young man in International Brigade during Spanish Civil War. Ernest Hemingway was an American novelist, short story writer, and journalist. His works gave major influences for literature development in the 20th century. Next event is that in 1986, Marshall Islands obtained its independence. Republic of Marshall Islands is a state which is located in Pacific Ocean in the west part. In 1944, when World War II, United States of America attacked the islands and put it in trust territory of Pacific Island. After the war ended, U.S. began to conduct some tests of nuclear on Marshall Islands until 1960s. As the result, a lot of Marshall populations were exposed to the effects of high radiation levels. In 1979, Republic of Marshall Islands was established, and an agreement of Compact of Free Association with the United States of America was signed, which was valid until 1986. The last event is that in 1994, North Korea and United States of America signed agreement which required North Korea to stop program of nuclear weapon. The framework of agreement between United States of America and Democratic People's Republic of Korea was signed on October 21, 1994 by both countries. The agreement was aimed at freezing and replacing North Korea's nuclear power plant programs with more water reactor power plants and step-by-step normalization of relations between the United States and North Korea. The implementation of the agreement had obstacles since early and ended in 2003. Listener, that was Today in History.
Jambu luruh di kotamu, ku ayun sendiri langkah-langkah sepi, menikmati angin menabuh daun-daun, mencari gambaranmu di waktu lalu, sisi ruang batinku rindukan pagi tercipta nelangsa merenggut sukma terwujud keinginan yang tak pernah terwujud aku tak bisa pindah ke ku harus menepi hiduplah ditambatkan berlabuh di pantaimu sisi ruang batinku hampa rindukan pagi tercipta nelangsa
That was the first song titled Tak Bisa Kelain Hati or I Cannot Move On by Club Project. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia titled Indonesia-Eurasia Expands Cooperation in 80 Economic Sectors. Minister of Trade Enggar Tiasto Lukita and Minister Council for Economic Integration and Macroeconomic Eurasian Economic Commission, or EEC, and Eurasian Economic Union, or EAEU, Sergey Gassiev, held a bilateral meeting to discuss trade and investment in a bid to enhance Indonesia's economic cooperation with EEC member countries. The EEC member countries are Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the 34th Trade Expo Indonesia at the Indonesian Convention Exhibition, Tangerang, Banten, on Thursday. Before the bilateral meeting, Minister Sergey visited several booths at the Trade Expo Indonesia 2019. The meeting was followed by the signing of a Memorandum of Cooperation, or MOC, between Indonesia and the EEC as a form of commitment by both parties to strengthening economic relations. Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita further stated that this meeting was an implementation of President Joko Widodo's vision of increasing exports by opening new markets for Indonesian products, and the Eurasian Economic Union is a non-traditional market. Furthermore, Minister Enggar Tiasto emphasized that the Memorandum of Cooperation would be the basis for both parties to start technical cooperation in various fields in order to increase trade and investment, such as exchanging information and experiences, joint studies, and encouraging business interaction. The MOC cooperation sector covers 18 sectors, including trade in goods, services, investment, industry, agriculture, transportation, energy, business competition, and intellectual property rights. Minister Enggar Tiasto also affirmed that the signing is a new milestone for both parties. Minister Sergey has just been inaugurated, and this visit is his first visit abroad. This shows the commitment of both parties in enhancing Indonesia's trade relations with EEC member countries. The EEC has previously signed a similar MOC with other ASEAN countries. At the bilateral meeting, the two ministers also discussed cooperation in the context of the ASEAN-EEC dialogue. Thus, Indonesia must utilize this collaboration to build momentum and boost Indonesia's competitiveness. Particularly with the EEC, Indonesia and EEC will hold the first joint working group meeting in the first half of 2020 to identify concrete collaboration that can be carried out by both parties. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Dapat ku melukiskan isi hatiku untukmu. Seandainya kau pun harus tahu lelah hatiku bila kau jauh. Namun ku pendam rasa. Kau dengannya, namun ku yakin hati.
memiliki. Walau kau coba lupakan aku, tapi ku kan selalu ada untukmu.
Was a song titled Percayalah or Trust Me by Ikote. You're still with me on Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment we will take you to visit a destination in West Sumatra called Pasir Jambak Beach. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Pasir Jambak Beach in West Sumatra. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia. Beautiful beaches located not far from Padang City often become tourism destinations by tourists when visiting West Sumatra. One of them is Pasir Jambak Beach, which is located 17 kilometers from Padang, the capital city of West Sumatra. It takes around 1.5 hours from Padang. All beaches which are located in Padang and surrounding areas face to sunset. No wonder if towards evening, those beaches are visited by a lot of tourists to enjoy beautiful sunset. You can also ride a bicycle at the beach. The beach's contour, which is wide and flat, makes this tourism destination to be a comfortable place to ride a bicycle. In addition, there are many activities which can be carried out when you are at Pasir Jambak Beach. You can swim, sunbathe, play football, and rent a boat to sail the sea. Enter Pasir Jambak Beach, you only pay around 5,000 rupiahs, including parking fee. Facilities at the beach are quite complete, such as toilet, restaurant, parking lot, and gazebo for relaxation. If you want to stay at night, at surrounding of the beach, there are many hotels and lodgings. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
just listened to a song by Ran and Kahitna titled Salamku Untuk Kekasihmu Yang Baru or Greetings for Your New Lover. For the next segment, we'll present you our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabularies and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Parade Budaya, or in English, Cultural Parade. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Parade Budaya, or in English, Cultural Parade. Tony has a vacation at Borobudur Temple. He's talking with a tour guide.
Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini.
Oh ya? Budaya apa?
Budaya tradisional Indonesia.
Oh, pasti menarik.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Budaya, which means culture. Parade budaya, which means cultural parade. Budaya tradisional, which means traditional culture. Konser, which means concert. Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini. Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini, which means there was a cultural parade here yesterday. Budaya apa? Which means what culture? Budaya tradisional Indonesia, which means Indonesian traditional culture. Pasti menarik, which means it must be interesting. 2 hari lalu, which means 2 days ago. In the dialogue, a tour guide tells Tony that there was an event held yesterday by saying, "Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini." In English, there was a cultural parade here yesterday. When you want to tell someone about an event in Indonesian language, you can use the word ada followed by the name of event. To show the event happened in the past, you can add the sentence with the words tadi or just now, kemarin or yesterday, and 2 hari lalu or 2 days ago. For example, kemarin ada konser di sini, which means there was a concert here yesterday. If you want to inform about an event which still going on, you can say sekarang sedang ada konser, which means now there is a concert. While if you want to tell someone that there will an event next time, you can say besok akan ada konser di sini, which means tomorrow there will be held a concert here. In Indonesian language, there are no difference of words to show the event which has happened in the past, now or next time. The difference can be seen from adverb of time such as kemarin or yesterday, sekarang or now, and besok, tomorrow, or from adverb such as sedang and akan. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini.
Oh ya? Budaya apa?
Budaya tradisional Indonesia.
Oh, pasti menarik.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Setelah tahu apa apa yang terjadi? Sekian lamanya engkau hidup seorang diri. Ku ingin membalut luka hatimu. Biduri, elok bagai
a song titled Widuri by Dian Kusuma. For the next segment, I'll take you to explore more Indonesian music. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, we present a Kroncong song entitled Mawar Sekuntum, which was composed by Ermaladi. Flower usually becomes a symbol of beauty. The beauty and tenderness of a woman is often likened like flowers such as roses. The song Mawar Sekuntum has parable for a woman whom has been waited for a long time. The lyrics of the song also reveals desire of a man to have or to propose his beloved woman. A listener, here is this Kroncong song Mawar Sekuntum by Pram Aceh. Enjoy the song.
Ingin memetik sekuntum senja kemerah-merah. Tertiup angin basah merayu ke sumang. Kurenungkan awan ke sumang sanjungan asmara. Hatiku selagi rindu merindukan kasih darah suci, ingin bersama bahagia aku menanti, ingin memetik seguntur
listener. Thank you very much for joining our podcast. You can also give us your comments, suggestions, and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also give us your comments to our email address, voi@voinews.id. We're looking forward to receiving your feedback. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.